cooking bread. And eat that with syrup or butter, milk, anything. That's mush. I know about the mush, Lord.
Okay. Mm. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? The kind of bread that you'd buy in the grocery store?
A light bread.
Okay. And what would you call it if it was homemade? Would you still call it light bread?
Still light bread, but it's just homemade bread.
Okay. What do you call something round and it's sweet? It's about that big around. It's got a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
Okay. Did you ever make any of those?
Never me. My sister makes them, but not me.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and you cook them on a greased skillet?
Waffle.
Well, now these you don't put in an iron. These you just cook right on the in a skillet.
Oh.
On a frying pan or something. And you eat them with syrup and butter.
Well, that's a pancake.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call them anything besides pancakes?
Some call them slapjack.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Bacon.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything besides bacon? Okay. And what do you call meat when it's salted down?
Well, that's the same bacon when you just take that meat and salt it down and you make it turn it into a bacon.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have a particular word for that process when you're salting it down?
Well, it could be. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And a full heap of time to salt it down and take it out, you wash it and you hang it, I mean, you smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke bacon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the people go to be in there to put some kind of liquid on them, not smoking.
Well, now, have you ever heard that called cured bacon?
That's the same cured bacon that smoked meat. They cure it like that. Smoke it, you know, and they call it cured bacon.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Hog head cheese.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry, if you bite into a cherry?
That would be the hard one, is that?
Okay.
Cherries.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
It's the stone. Some call it a stone, some call it a kernel.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Now, they must be, what, pressed peach?
Okay. And what about one whose meat comes easily away?
That's a clairstone.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
What, beans people eat?
Mm-hmm. That you don't have to shell.
I don't know that beans. All the beans I eat them with shell.
Well, now, I know there's some of them. I know around Savannah anyway. There's some. And
string beans.
Okay.
That's the only beans.
Okay. And what about beans that you do have to shell?
Now you call that butter beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people can eat?
The root?
No, the top part.
Oh, that's the, I call them the leaf part.
Okay. And if you were talking about having them for supper, what would you call them? You'd say, tonight we're going to have...
turnip for supper.
Or would you call them turnip leaves?
Or greens for supper.
Okay. And how do you cook turnip greens? How do you fix them?
Well, I'll tell you now, turnip greens, when you cook the root, you cut the bush off and you clean the bush and you turn and peel the turnip. And you cut it up all up together and you put your bacon up, some meat and whatever you want to put in it. But some people just like the greens cooked just so, and I a little grease too many, but I want plenty of meat in my greens. I don't like no poor stuff like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'd call that, take that for